The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
Have you ever been in a conversation where you had no idea what was going on? That happens to me every day in Australia. There are things that Australians say that still, after 7 years here, I think to myself, A, they're either pulling my leg, or B, they're making it up on the spot. It happens. The other day, I was in the library, at the state library downtown, and I was working on the computer, and just two seats away from me was a young man in his 20s and a young woman in her probably late 20s also, and he had an accent that perhaps was from Eastern Europe or something. His English was really good, but she was giving him some Australian English lessons. And I say that specifically because not only was she teaching him English, she was teaching him the accent from South Australia. So for you, you'd say, oh, we don't have an accent. Yes, you do. In fact, she was teaching him things like this. This, to say the word no, right? She said, when he said the word no, she'd say, no, 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 no. Noi, noi, noi. You forgot the Y on the end of the word. Noi. I don't know how it happens. You're all shaking your heads. It's true. You have an accent. Not only was he learning the language, but he was learning an accent. But it was bewildering to him because she was not only teaching these words, but slang also. So one of the words, I don't know if I should share this or not, one of the words that he said was, the other day I heard this word, knackered. What does that mean? And I listened with careful curiosity because I knew this word, or I thought I did. But it has something to do with being tired and something to do with castration. Putting the two. I don't know. That's the difficulty, the bewilderment of a new language coming, perhaps, a new language being spoken. Perhaps the disciples themselves, as they were speaking a new language to the people in Acts 2, the people who had come, God-fearing Jews from all places, perhaps their bewilderment was this new language. Listen again. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one of them heard in their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hears them in our native language? They were bewildered, these God-fearing Jews from all nations. Bewildered because they could hear this people who shouldn't be speaking their language, but somehow they're understanding it even in the translation. Somehow the Spirit was translating the words, but it doesn't say what words they actually spoke. We get an idea how bewildered they are because in just a few verses later they say, these men must be drunk. We have no idea. They must be drunk. And Peter says, no, 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 no. Here's, in essence, the new language. A new language for God-fearing Jews is this, that Jesus Christ died and rose again. Jesus the Christ for these God-fearing Jews. And the law has no power over your salvation any longer. This new word of Pentecost, it doesn't say that's what they said, but this is what happens in my mind, that Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again for you. And the law has no power over your salvation anymore. It doesn't matter if you go to temple every day. It doesn't matter if you tithe. It doesn't matter if you offer the correct sacrifices at the right time. The law has no power over you anymore. These people must be drunk. It's interesting. How do we understand this same message heard today? Is it the same message that we hear in our ears and is translated in this contemporary day? In 1985, I heard a fantastic song for the first time. 1986, I think it was. They reminded me that's the year some boat race took place. I don't know what it was. Is that right? Yeah. We talked about boats, which I don't know anything about because I live 2,000 miles from the ocean. So this song came on the radio, and every Saturday night there was a program on where I came from called Solid Gold. And they had dancers for Solid Gold. It was a music program. And this song came on with this beginning, this flute. It went, I can't do the flute very well. The song was Down Under by Men at Work. I thought these guys were the coolest people on the planet. I had no idea what the song was about. In fact, Australians love their slang so much, they just smirk when people from other countries try and understand it. What is a fried out combi? What is chundering? Why are the women glowing? What are the men plundering? Do you get it? So I'm a 10-year-old. I'm singing these words to these songs, and I have no idea what they mean. Somehow those words had to be translated for me. And then there's this little section just a little bit later when he says, I met a man from Brussels, or wanted to buy bread from a man in Brussels. Do you recognize this part? He was 6'4", and he said, I said, do you speak of my language? And he... You know it. Who says people can't memorize things? In two ways, he translated a message. The man from Brussels, who may or may not have spoken Australian at all. One, he smiled. Two, he didn't even need to use words. He spoke the language of all Australians by giving him a Vegemite sandwich. Sometimes the message comes across not just by our words, but our actions. Sometimes in the midst of this world, all things may seem to be mixed up in our 21st century. Sometimes the message, the new Pentecost message, must be translated, and it may be different in our society today. How do we speak the name of Jesus Christ in our society that could be radically different than 2,000 years ago? From 1 Corinthians 4, 9 through 13, in a culture that was not particularly helpful towards the Christian message at one point. For it seems to me that God has put us disciples, apostles, on display at the end of a procession, like those condemned to die in the arena. We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as human beings. We are fools for Christ, but you are so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you're strong. You were honored. We are dishonored. To this very hour, we are hungry and thirsty. We're in rags. We're brutally treated. We are homeless. Now listen to this. We work hard with our hands. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly. We have become the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world, right up to this moment. In a culture that wasn't particularly open to the Christian message or couldn't have it translated in the way, there were opportunities for those who were persecuted, for those who were having difficulties in the culture proclaiming the message. They could have fought back. They could have spoken badly. They could have spoken in evil words. They could have retaliated. But this new language is an old language that we need to transition and translate into today's world. This woman was in the news the last couple of weeks, I think. I had never been introduced to Margaret Court before. And whether you agree with her politically or theologically, it was a difficult week to see what had happened. As she spoke on her own views of marriage, her own views of her biblical understanding, I wasn't so much interested in that as the response across the worldwide spider web about her statements. I didn't see a lot of positive. I didn't hear a lot of positive. In fact, there was a lot of attacking. There was quite a bit of, it seemed, persecution. There was, it seemed, that she was going to be pushed into a corner, pushed into a position where she would have to retaliate. What I really appreciated, or at least on the media that I saw, she did not respond by attacking back. She did not respond in a way that was could be considered evil. In fact, as I saw her respond, she didn't respond to their curses with cursing. She responded in some ways with a blessing. She didn't respond to their own understanding. We don't need the Bible in this world today. We don't need your idea of what the Word of God is. She responded perhaps with an endurance to hold on to what was fast for her. And with regard to their enmity, with regard to their own anger, she did not respond in kind, but responded with kindness. Is this not the Pentecost translation we need in our world today? For Christians everywhere, in the midst of what we have been promised is persecution. In the midst of what we have been promised is hardship and turmoil and struggle. In those very difficult times, the message that we speak and continue to speak today is Jesus Christ has lived, died, and rose again for you. And there is nothing you can do to me that will change that message from my lips. And I will continue to bless you in God's ears, and I will continue to endure those persecutions, and I will continue to be kind to you, but I will not change. I cannot change, even if it feels as if I'm the end of a procession being led to the arena of public forum and being whipped and killed, even if that so happens. Our contemporary world, the message that we have as Pentecost Christians of the 21st century, as we are baptized again with the Holy Spirit, these new old words reverberate in our language and actions so that as you leave this place, the message, Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again, and the law has no power over your salvation anymore. Those still reverberate today in the way that we talk to people, in our actions, in our words, in kindness and blessing. God bless you this week as the Pentecost message reverberates and lights over your heads and hearts today. Amen.